begins in Tavkut Peites Sivav. We did the Sif, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. It's only Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Meches. So women are, even though they're proud of, they're allowed to blow. But Ramina, we don't say Kiv and the Kiv and the Berurah Yeshchil Yantiv the Kiyosu. Person blowing a yamtiv for tzarach mitzvah, which has a chiyuv, so it's, that's appropriate. Person does not chayiv, so they're just blowing a yamtiv for no purpose. So that's like a chil yamtiv. That's what we could have mistakenly thought. But we don't say that. Why not? The kamer long gadol hamitzvah voice. Maybe sheinah mitzvah voice. Or it says that one who's doing mitzvah because they're commanded is considered greater than one who's doing it when they're not commanded. Alma the Mishana Mitzvah Voice and Nami Skar Yeshla. We look at the Ainam Mitzvah Voice, it's not like they have no reward at all, because otherwise you wouldn't say one's greater than the other, just one it's totally different. You can't compare apples on the two different things. So the fact that we compare them indicates that even an Ainam Mitzvah Voice gets reward for what they're doing. So it's not a Chilul Yamtiv, there's some value in what they're doing. That's a Gemara, actually. So just on this idea that a mitzvah voice is greater than any mitzvah voice, so how do you understand that? The person any mitzvah voice is doing it voluntarily. That seems to be greater than the mitzvah. So the Tosis read on that Gemara. It's a Gemara in. It's more in food places, but the more Kedushin, the more it says that Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, says originally I was very happy when they told me the lachal like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also that sumas potter, I'm doing it on my own. That's a tremendous thing. Once I heard the statement that Kadam Sivayosef, Shenam Sivayosef, if someone was telling me the lachal is not like Rabbi Yehuda, I'll make a yomtiv. Okay. So on that Gemara, the Gemara says the Tosis Ritter where there says that a person who's Shenam Sivayosef. He can always walk away. If it doesn't, whereas with some of us, he feels the pressure. So the pressure that he feels to make sure that he does it, that's what gives it a greater value. The fact that the person feels, as opposed to the other person always has, the pas pasalo, he can walk away if it doesn't work out. And it's always, yeah, nish, nish. But the Ramchal says a pshat, which is an awesome pshat. Ramchal says that, imagine Yisrael comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Kahanim bring Karbanos, I also want to bring Karbanos. Right? So it's any mitzvah voice. So he starts bringing Karbanos. The Ma'aseh Lo is the Karbanos apostle. So what's the Pshat? He says, if you're looking at the person's expression of his love to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a greater expression of love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person's any mitzvah voice than a mitzvah voice. That's true. If you're looking at what a mitzvah is supposed to accomplish, the version said only Kahanim have the spiritual wherewithal to accomplish what that mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. It says, well, that's not only true by Kahanim, that's true by all mitzvahs that Christ, when they came to Har Sinai, besides giving the mitzvah, they were given the spiritual wherewithal that when they do a mitzvah, that impacts the Bria. And the mitzvah that comes with the tzivoy. Whereas an animal tzivoy, it's just expression of love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a beautiful thing, but it doesn't impact the Bria. Doesn't have the cosmic settings, cosmic impact that a mitzvah voice has. So we, vis-a-vis the Goyim, are like the Karyan vis-a-vis the Yisrael. That's what the Ramchal says. That's Pshat in the Haggadah. He looked at the Arsina, but not so much the Torah. Dayan. That's why he says Pshat. So it's Ramchal and Das Tafumis. So the mitzvah voice, the reason why it's Godel is because what he accomplishes is through his Maisim is that much more, is many times greater than the mitzvah voice. Because he's connected cosmically to all of the upper elements. Okay.
What I learned in Yeshiva was that, I remember in whose name, my memory is not that good, but what we learned was that basically if you ain't mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara doesn't come to you.
That Tosis, isn't it?
Oh, that's not what you say. You said Tosis Rid.
Right, that's a Tosis.
That's a regular Tosis.
Regular Tosis.
Yeah, I mean, that's very partial. I mean, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have to bother you. If you're not doing things, if you're not accomplishing anything except doing something voluntary, he doesn't have to work that hard with you. He really works on the things that you really have to do. That's
how does the, I'm sorry. How does the Ramchal fit into the pasuk from Dayana? How does that connect?
Besides when we came to Har Sinai, so we had two things which accomplished. We got the mitzvahs. We also got the spiritual wherewithal that we impact we have cosmic impact when we do the mitzvahs. That's the Karbon Lefnei Har Sinai. Uh-huh. Independent from the Sinai Satara was this cosmic impact. Uh-huh. I mean, they're all true. I mean, the other Torah is also true. But, you know, obviously that the Yetzer Hara is more worried about somebody who has to do something who doesn't do it. That's more significant to him. So on my end, I have to overcome more.
Supposedly, I never heard him say it directly, but Rabbi Ein Mezuchorna Lebracha one time said that Yetzer has no problem with you talking about the Chashivas of Torah. He'll let you do that forever, as long as you don't learn. he has a problem with you learning. He doesn't have a problem with you talking about the Chashivas of Torah, and that, no problem with that. That's a very, that's very insightful. I heard it from him, I said, in his name. It's very insightful.
Yep. Tess, so they can blow, and a person who's ready to get them, it also can blow. So the Ma'af Shiyotza, Lord Minan, the Kibin Shiyotza, and the Tzarek, Atali Skaya, he doesn't need to blow. So over Mishum Shavus, Kishu Zakeya, Bishilon, so now he's blowing, he's going to read their bonnet. So the answer is, we call Mokam Iksas Mitzah Yesh Lehem at the Kiyosah, Mechana. So he's blowing, so we have a person who's not Chayiv and Tzkiyah Shavar anymore, because he blew already. Blowing for women who are not really Chayiv and Tzkiyah Shavar. So still, it's mutter. Okay. Fine. Abba Ein Mevorches. So the Shulchan Aruch says they don't make a bracha. Yud. The mouth, b'tzivonu, but davar she'enam mechayevus. You can't say the Rosh commanded us, but the Rosh didn't command them. They're not mechayev. Let me do a return. The Isha b'mitzvah zaseh, shesman grama, p'turis, haf mir rabbanon, their pati mir rabbanon. So where is the mitzivono? The Rambam disagreed. The Rambam said the way they could make a bracha, and the Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis says mitzivono is going on the klolius of Klal Yisrael. As a part of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu commanded us, meaning the collective we. The Rosh Hashanah that us, all of Klal Yisrael, not me specifically, because I'm not Mechuyev, but so, and therefore when I do it, I'm doing something of value. So the Rebbeinu Tam explains that women can make a bracha. But then the Ramah adds, somebody else should not be moitzed them in a bracha. A man should not be moitzed them in a bracha if the man was already yotze. He's being yotze now, when he's belonging for them, he's making his own personal bracha. If he was ready yotze, So there's no din of arvus for them because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So why is he making a bracha for them? Okay. So what should you do? Yeral in karyotz balkein yesh armin the yiskal lehem kadam sheyesh malat kiyas beisakneses. The best thing to do is the men should blow for the women before before the kiyas in the shul, and it'll have kavanah to be yotze. So the Mora says that the Maril says that at the moment of Tkia is the moment of Din. That's when a person is, as it was, calling judge for himself. And the Mora says the first 3 hours of the day is the time when the Rosham is still judging. And you don't want to call din upon yourself. That's like a statement of feeling very confident about your being calling din for yourself, which will potentially backfire. And you, the person, so a person doesn't want to stand out from the tzibur and blow within the first 3 hours. So the situation where he's going to blow before davening for the women, so that's not going to be proper because he's blowing within the first 3 hours. So what should you do?
You wouldn't want the tekiyas to negate the din? So you just, I don't understand. Isn't tekiya like to mitigate the din?
I will.
What's that? That fly in my head.
That was his din. That was his din.
No.
No, so the, so but it, it, but it, it's saying I'm ready to go to I'm ready to go to the din. So which you don't want to make that statement, even though it comes to mitigate the din. The Zohar says that the Bershom sits in Kisei Din, and Klaisel blows a shofar, but he moves from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim. That's when you have the power of the Seber with you. But if you individually are saying, I'm ready to go, and Bershom will do it for me too, then Bershom says, let's see if you really you deserve to have it done for you too. So you don't want to have that on your head in the first 3 hours where the Bershom is sitting in actively sitting in judgment. So what should you do? Yiskel and La'achat Kis basically says, you should blow for them after Shul.
And the reason why the shul is late is because of that gezerah they had years ago.
Right. Right. And the women will make the bracha. See that he won't be yotz in shul, and he'll make his own bracha and blow for them, or they'll make their own bracha, which figures in that they can do that. Okay. Zion. Hamudar hanoam mechaveroi, mutar liskar l'tchias shal mitzvah. That's a fairish of Gemara. Even though one cannot have hanoah from the other, the source of this or hanoah, the one who cannot give benefit to somebody else, can blow to mitzvah the other person, because he's only getting the benefit of a mitzvah, which we halacha says mitzvah lav l'hanasim. Okay, but afka shehu tokei me'elah v'lo hitziyoi. If the Reuven, Shimon made an error, he's not going to get any hanoah from Reuven. So Reuven's blowing anyway, so Shimon says, I want to be yotzei with Reuven's tkiyus, that's fine. Let's say Reuven was not blowing, and Shimon says, you know, Reuven, do me a favor and blow for me. He says, what do you mean do me a favor and blow for you? I can't do you any favors. Right? Yeah, but I'm only getting the benefit of mitzvah. Yeah, but I'm going through the act of blowing because of your request. So that itself is some form of a benefit. If he answers not the Hanoah, but the Tkiah, so he's asking the Tkiah, so that's also going to be Yasser, even though the Mitzvah of the Hanoah said no, but he answered the Tkiah, not the Hanoah, but the Tkiah. Yud Bein Zawur Hanoah, Kikern Ruben, Shehidr Alatzma, Shlo Yohana Mishim. He gives the case the exact opposite, okay? So Ruben made an error, he's not going to get benefit from Shimon. Shimon can blow for Reuven. That what Shimon is being mitzvah Reuven in the mitzvah is not considered a halachic benefit. The tkiyas mitzvah doesn't go under the umbrella of hanor. Mashenkin kishosha tkiyah saw what the Moses says. We also the tkiyah also was that fellow shenon hanor. Even though there's no hanor, he didn't ask for hanor. He asked for tkiyah. Tkiyah it is. So the shartzian and test gives a analogy. Person makes a netter. He's not going to throw rocks into the yam. You have any hanor from it? No, there's no hanor from it. But in my sense, what he said, So he said, oh, he's going to ask for the keys. Yeah, he's going to ask for the keys. The Mechaber said it's mutter, but if he said he's going to ask for hanor, it's mutter because there's no issur hanor. So me'elov. So if the case over here, Mishmur's case was Reuven couldn't have enough from Shimon, so Shimon was blowing on his own. Reuven wants to be yotz, he could be yotz. But if Reuven asked Shimon to blow for him, that's not acceptable. So me'elov is blowing on his own. I feel kasher armor misha roitzel hotzieni yidei chavose yiska shori chegav nolav shlichus say ka'ovet. He didn't directly appoint the Mashiach. He didn't say, whoever wants to should blow for me. But rather he said, if somebody wants to, they should blow. They could blow. So he never made a request. He says it's up to them. So this is not considered a shliach in that situation. However, he says, v'hotzieni azah. So the kibun the shlichusei of it. Yesha hanah b'mado b'shlichusei. So he's, you're working for me in a certain sense. So that itself is a form of a hanah. Okay. Fine. But he ever is yotze. And he says, however, but he ever he'd be yotze. Because even though the blowing was not, should not have been done, Shimon should not have blown for Reuven. But it doesn't make the key of Isser. It's Shimon is giving Reuven the hanoah of doing what Reuven asked. But the key itself is not the Isser. So so the key would be your Isser.
What's this case?
He asked him to blow for Reuven, who was not allowed to have a law, asked Shimon, who he's not allowed to have a law from, to please blow for him. So he said, that's us. Even though we hope it's level 100%, you're allowed to listen to the sound, but he's there's two things happening over here. You're getting the benefit of the sound, you're getting the benefit of the person and doing what you asked him to do. He's acting for you. So that's also improper. He's being your shliach. He shouldn't be your shliach. So he says, but yeah, but you said, because the issur is on the shliach, it's not on the not on the sound which comes out. So the sound he could be yotze with. Okay, ches. I mean, it's asik, but kiyah shoy for the Islam made lo yotze yedechavosa. Person who's practicing blowing, he has no intent for the mitzvah. So he's not really blowing at the key of mitzvah. Even though he's blowing the sound of mitzvah, you know, he's blowing just for practice. So, since he is not blowing for shem mitzvah, you can't be yotze from that hearing that sound. See, he's not yotze. He's not yotze blowing like that. You're not yotze hearing from him. A person is blowing for music. The person blew because he wants to make music. He didn't have a kavanah for tkiyas mitzvah. He's lo yotz. Okay. Niskaven shemei alotzei yidei chayvosei. When niskaven hatukei alohitziyah. The listener had kavanah to be yotzei, but the blower didn't have kavanah. So now we assume in a case where a person is a sheikh tzibri, he has a das, everybody was there. But let's say a situation where a person's in the hospital and somebody comes to blow for him. So Reuven's in the hospital, Shimon comes to blow for Reuven. The next door over, Beryl's in the bed. Beryl says, he's blowing to your service. He has come on to be yotze. But Shimon only has him in mind for Reuven. He's not thinking to be yotze to all of the rooms. He has come on to be yotze to this fellow. But the guy's listening. So he has, you know, even though he has come on to be yotze, or vice versa. Shimon walks in and sees Beryl lying there and says, his name is Beryl Goldberg, right? I should blow for him also. Beryl Goldberg is, not really thinking about it. But Shimon had come on the mitzvah, it doesn't work. Can you come on both ends? Test of the Islam. Because the person's blowing for practice, but he's also blowing to get used to doing it. But, he says, why not have the kavanah for the mitzvah? So he had both kavanahs. That's fine. As long as the keys came out properly. When he's coming to Shemei Lotzeis, Zemarik is Shabbat, the basic Knesset's Bistamu. So the second scenario really is shaykh theoretically a case of a shul. The chazan's getting up and he has a mind too much at old tzibur. And Beryl's mind, he's thinking about, whatever. Now he has to come on to be yotze with kishar. So Chama says, you're not yotze. So in that, Zakti Mishnah Berurah, the Zemar Gan Avraham says, however, that's talking about when the person walked to shul, he wasn't thinking about the kishar for today. So, but when he walked to shul, he planned to come to shul in order to hear the shofar. Now, 3 hours later, he hears the shofar. He is not thinking about that thought. He says, shofar, yeah, I forgot about it, But when he came, he wanted to be at the shofar. That's good enough. That now it's all of the, he's doing right. There's all that's that original intention that he came to hear the shofar. That's also called kavanah to be yotze. Okay. Test. Misha talk of Miskam Lohotzi, Kola Shemeyat Kiyosa. He had in mind to be answered, whoever's going to listen. And Vashama Shemeya, Vishkaman Lotzishadechabasa, and the person heard, I don't know who he is, I don't know he exists. I'm blowing with the mind. Whoever needs to be Yotze, whoever he's going to hear it should be Yotze. And he has come on to be Yotze. I didn't even know the guy's there. He's behind the fence. He and Das was whoever is going to hear. So therefore, person is traveling or he's in his house. He heard the person blowing the shofar in the shul. So leaving out any echo, potential echoes was above ground, so no echo issues, etc. Yotze miskam alotzis, shrei sheikh tzibar miskam alotzis, he's a rabbi in the chavos. Sheikh tzibar doesn't have a mind. He says he has a mind. Amin bar tzibar ready to be yotze. That's the thought process of a shatz. In that situation, so the guy's sitting at home and he hears the kia, he be yotze. Yishmael Yudzai, Shishmael. Avalim Hoyat Koken Bebayas the Chela will you let us? We base a summer club is Shama. So they're blowing in the house, number one, for a person who's sick or a person who's a woman who gave birth. And somebody's in the next door over, and he hears, Lo Yotzah, the Mistamal Niskaban Zelahitzi Achela. Over there, we assume he came to blow for the Chela. That's all he had in mind was the Chela, not everybody. Mishamahal Chodarach Niskaban Lotzis, Isa Bishami. Now Yerushalmi adds the following phrase: "Lo yishanu ela ba'over, ela ba'omer chazaka kiven." This that that you're not yotze is only the person's traveling by. But if a person stops, we have to assume that he had kavanah to be yotze. V'ayin b'rabba shakasa the kavanah Yerushalmi. What's Yerushalmi referring to? Ba'over ba'omer lishmael kol tkiyas. So the chazan inside is blowing the shofar to invite everybody. So we're good on that. Now we need the fellow on this end to be yotze, but he has to have come to be yotze. So we had kavanah beferish explicitly to be yotze, also good. But he didn't. He's walking by and he happens to hear. So that's it's a kiyah shofar. No, you're not kavanah. You were walking by. You're busy walking by. But if you stop to listen, we assume you stop to listen to be yotze. Right? Okay. Now he can't remember if he had come on with then. We assume probably when he stopped, he intended to be Yotze. But a person was passing by, we don't assume that. And therefore, furthermore, so it means the Yerushalmi says, I need some positive act upon this person, that this person is doing, to be indicative of the fact that he has kavanah to be yotze. So the fact that he stopped to listen is indicative of that fact. The person's sitting at home. So I guess you're going to have a case where the person's in home and he's doing whatever. He stops to listen. But if that way he's just sitting at home and just sitting there, we have nothing which indicates we have no active indication of the fact that the person's trying to be yotze. So we don't assume that he had kavanah to be yotze. Let's see. He knows that he did, but that you would have to be positive about that.
Why do we care what he had in mind? I mean, that's his issue. If he had a mind, then he'd be Yotze. He didn't have a mind, he won't be Yotze.
Now he's 3 hours later, he doesn't remember whether he had kavanah or not. Does he have to hear Tkiyas again?
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
Right. That's how the Rav explains. If even though he doesn't remember whether he was Yotze or not, we assume that he had a mind to be Yotze. Okay. Summa chai b'tkiyas. We pass in Summa's chai b'mitzvahs. Im hoi muchzik liskar b'chol shana b'sikuhu. If this person had chazaka to blow all these years beforehand. And I took away from him. If he's the biggest baki, he has a right to get back his minui.
Why did
they
take it away from him?
Even though somebody else is good as him, they want to be machmer this because there's one sheet that holds the suma is not chayiv. So they didn't want to have him be moitzi them because in that side maybe they shouldn't do that. So he's passing. That's not true. We pass him eker than the suma is chayiv, and therefore there's no reason to take it away from him, even if somebody else is good as him. Okay. Okay. B'shama the key is Mashiach Tzibur. So he can be heard say, "Uvavach lo yish omen rochim esekles." It's called kach sheavsher shlo yishman kol shever el rakal kolavor. But if we're concerned that he's hearing kolavora, so then obviously it's a problem. We have some of the case that he was close enough, that wouldn't be such an issue.
What are you talking about?
So this halacha of kavanah shemayah mashmiah that you know the mechaber is assuming that the so why is that necessary? Well, what's the logic behind it? So the mechaber b'shana. I'm going to say the normal way people understand it, which is actually is the not the the accepted pshat in halacha, is that there's some symbiosis which takes place between the Shemaya and the Mashmiya, which requires both people to connect with intent. So you can't use my tekiyas that you're going to hear unless I have intent that you should be using them, you have intent to use them. So it's some specific concept in this idea. So the Ran brings that as his second shot. And the Rashba also mentions such a possibility, but the Beis Yosef, the Ran in his first pshat in Rosh Hashanah, and the Beis Yosef follows that. The Torah and the Beis Yosef actually follow that. They say it's the halacha mitzvahs kavanah. It's a regular din mitzvahs kavanah. So if this person has no intent to be yotzei, or he has no intent to be motzi him. So there's a concern in mitzvah shechus kavanah because this mitzvah wasn't done with intent, with proper intent. So it's not a problem of connecting the two individuals. So that will come out the following interesting halacha. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach. So he says by the rabbanans we hold mitzvah shechus kavanah. Only by the raisas we pass mitzvah shechus kavanah. So now if I'm saying a bracha, which is the rabbanan. And I don't have to motzi you, and you don't have to be yotzei. According to the Magen Avraham, you should be yotzei because the whole reason why you need kavanah shemayah mashmiyah is because of mitzvah shechus kavanah. And we, according to the Magen Avraham, we pass by the rabbanon zayin shechus kavanah. So I can be yotzei. I can be motzi you without you having a dent. That's what should come out. So Kveger asks this as the kasha on the Magen Avraham. Kveger and Hilchos Brachos because over there the Mechaber says that by brachas to meet me to you, you need kavanah shemayah mashmiyah. So Gary says, according to the Magen Avraham, why would that be true? He says, he holds it to kash on the Magen Avraham, it's a right connect to the Magen Avraham. Kavanah asks it twice. He asks it in Hilchos Brachos. He also asks it in Hilchos Kiddush on Shabbos, because we pass on Kiddush Shabbos to the Rabbanah, because you're out to the rites in Shul. Mm-hmm. And still the Mechaber says, you have to have kavanah, the Magen Avraham is the one who says that you're out to the rites in Shul. And then the Mechaber says, you have to have kavanah shemayah mashmiyah by Kiddush. And it's also the case that I'm saying Kiddush, and you're in a different house. I mean, you're like, you never come on to Motzi me. That's the same type of case you have over here. This is according to Magen Avraham. Well, where does that come from? The Beis Yosef learns the whole din is out mitzvichos kavanah. According to Magen Avraham, it doesn't apply to Rabbanan. So Rav Kveger holds both those kashas are such darker kashas than Magen Avraham. He holds the Magen Avraham is wrong based on that kash.
What Magen?
And even by the Rabbanan's unique mitzvichos kavanah. So that's this din over here releases din of mitzvichos kavanah according to the way the Beis Yosef learns, the way So then, that's a machloikus. So it's interesting. Shari Chuba over here. It seems they steer in Rambams. The Rambam paskins in certain cases.
You say Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, you're talking about the guy who's blowing, right? So what Kavanah does he have to have?
So it's an interesting question, and I don't have a good answer. Right. Let's say
when you say mitzvah shechus kavanah, you stay and you're going to narrow it down to that. If he has in mind to be yotze from his own blowing, he did what he was supposed to do.
Right.
He had kavanah.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I don't.
That doesn't mean I have to be. I don't have to be mitzvah you. I mean, that's not part of the job. I mean, I don't have to. I mean, there must be something more than just mitzvah shechus kavanah here.
Well, The problem is if you read the Gemara, it's a good kasha. If you read the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Tes and Daf Lamed, it seems to me that the Ron and the Beis Yosef are right.
He what?
The Ron and the Beis Yosef are right. Because the more brings.
What did the Ron and the Beis Yosef say?
The more brings the discussion of B'tzichus Kavanah.
Yeah.
And the more it has a machloikas, whether you say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
The more it says, "Toshma," because you see, halacha, we met you by tkiya, you need kavanah shemaya mashmiya. It's a toshma. That's not the din of mitzvahs kavanah.
Right.
Elamai, you see, from the more, whatever pshat in the more is, yeah. The more is assuming that the passion pshat in the more is assuming that the halacha kavanah shemaya mashmiya is halacha mitzvahs kavanah. That's the pshat in the more. So Rashi over there does some gymnastics of the pshat. The more is teretz, the more it says shiny rabbi shiny. So he said, "What are rabbi shiny?" It means that it's all your assumption. Not pshat, your assumption is right, but it's machlokes. No, your whole assumption is wrong. It's not pshat. Why you didn't come to Shemesh? That's not the pshat. The more is teretz. Pshat of the more is teretz is rabbi Yossi argues. We hold mitzvahs shrichus kavana. He holds shrichus kavana, or vice versa, right? But the passion of the more is tying in this halacha that you should be yotze by hearing from me is a halacha of that this mice is called a mice mitzvah for you if I intend that you should use it for a mitzvah, and it's called a mice mitzvah for you if you intend it should be for a mitzvah. But without that, it's not. It doesn't have a din of a mice mitzvah.
But if let's say a situation where Reuven is blowing for Shimon, Reuven is blowing. For himself, and he has only himself in mind. He doesn't have anybody else in mind, really. Shimon is listening. He has no idea that Reuven has that in mind. He thinks he's blowing up there. He has him in mind. So where is the pagam? Is the pagam in Reuven's blowing or in Shimon's blowing? In other words, in Reuven's mitzvah or in Shimon's mitzvah? Reuven Lechaira did everything right for himself. I mean, he was selfish, but he did what he had to do for himself.
Right,
he had in mind to be Yitzhak. If Shimon wasn't in the room, it wouldn't be an Asik. There wouldn't be a problem.
No, it's not a problem. Reuven's Yitzhak.
Reuven would be Yitzhak. That's how I'm trying to.
Reuven's Yitzhak.
I'm trying to crystallize this.
Right.
So Shimon is the one with the problem.
Right. But the point of the problem is that since Reuven had no intent for Shimon to use this sound. So from Shimon's end, it's not a tekiah of a mitzvah. It's a tekiah of shir.
Right.
I mean, we're going to split hairs, and we're going to say that for Reuven, it's a tekiah of mitzvah.
Yeah.
And from Shimon's end, what he's hearing is a tekiah of shir, not a tekiah of mitzvah.
I understand. Okay.
Because for him,
so
it wasn't.
The problem
wasn't,
is Shimon. It's not Reuven, really.
Right. Okay. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi. Now, Kuf Tzadi Tzadi is probably the most basic simon in Hilchos Tekiah Shofar, which goes to what you have to blow. You know, because who is supposed to blow? Whether your chayv blows, and now what are you supposed to blow? And it gets a little bit complicated. So he starts slowly. So let's, you know, we'll make ourselves through step by step. So sif aleph. Kama tekiyas chayv on lishmoya b'Rosh Hashanah. So how much do you have to hear Rosh Hashanah? So tekiyas over here meaning used in a generic sense of sounds. So teisha, the Torah says that you need 9 sounds. Vishanemar Teruah, it says the word Teruah, the Yavol, Rosh Hashanah, Shalosh Pamim. It says the word Teruah in regards to Rosh Hashanah twice. It uses the phrase of, it's a day of Teruah. And by Yavol also it says, Vafar Teruah, Shafar Teruah. And the more it learns out a Jerusha to tell you that whatever applies to one applies to the other. Because it's Chodesh Hashvi, Chodesh Hashvi, Teruah Shava. So all three are, so we need 3 Teruahs. Teruah is going to be, as the Shulchan will point out the next sif, Teruah means, the Targum translated, it's a form of a cry. He calls it a Yavava. So Yavava was a cry. So there's 3 sounds which have to be blown, which are a form of a crying sound. So that we assume either the sighing type of a sound the person makes, you know, a groan, which is what we call a shorm. That's where a shorm comes from. Or a high pitch, and a person's crying, sometimes they cry at a very high pitch, very staccato, right, type of a sound. So those are the 2 sounds, but that's what your vava is. It's one of those 2.
Except if you're Sephardi, then you do it if you're happy. That's a different sign. Sounds similar to a true.
It does sound a little bit similar. It's not exactly the same. Okay, so now, so that's what the true is. So that's that, and the Torah says that three times. So we know we need three sounds for sure. Every one of the truas needs a pshuta lefanel, a pshuta lachra. It requires a straight sound, which we call tkiya, before and a straight sound afterwards. So mele, it ends up being nine sounds. The mitzvah of the Torah is to hear nine sounds, three teruos, each one with a tkiya before and afterwards. Mishmur will discuss where the halakha of tkiya before and afterwards came from. How do we know that? Okay. Piyashmur lamdu, shakol trua, shakol shri, echot hein. We know that all of the key, whatever's going to blow during that month have to all be the same. We learn one from the other, so it's going to be not two on Rosh Hashanah, one in Yom Kippur. It's referring to one Yom Kippur of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel, there's a mitzvah of the key of Shofar on Yom Kippur also, just like there is on Rosh Hashanah. So, Ben Rosh Hashanah shall be Yom Kippur shall Yovel, Teshat key is taken, Mechalechel Mishneim. Which Minoraisa would refer to as Tarat, Tarat, Tarat. Tkia, Tarua, Tkia, three times. Now, even though
we don't know where the Tarua.
We'll get to that. Okay, so now just the fruit, it's called Tarat because you can't call Tatatat because it's very not clear. So we use the second letter of the Tarua. First letter of the Tkia, second letter of the Tarua, and that's what I mean. Okay, let's just get the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph. V'yabu Rosh Hashanah Shalosh Pamim. V'ksi b'yam ha'kibur Mishnah Yabu b'havar toa shreifar teruwa. Rosh Hashanah ksi b'shabasoyin zikran teruwa yam teruwa yilochem. So we have the word teruwa three times. Okay, pshutu l'fanah, we know that you have to blow a straight sound before. And v'ksi b'havar toa shreifar teruwa mash v'havoras kol echad l'fnei ha'teruwa. So we darshan, there's a havora, which is this extending sound, question of passing, and then there's the trua. B'shutu l'akhra, v'ksi b'taviru shreifar. It's also posted by Yovel, that you should, so there it says, that after the sound, you will extend the shofar afterwards. So you're extending the shofar after you've made your teruah already. Shachadash Shri, the Gemara in Shri Shri Alexer Shabbat. Remember Rosh Hashanah Bechadash Shri. Remember Yavarat Shofar Teruah Bechadash Shri. So you learn out one from the other. So there's going to be three sets of Tarat Midaraisa. That's easy. Okay, and said Beis. He deals with, so what is this? What is this sound? We know what this sound is. So we know it's called Yavava. And that's what so we know it means a crying type of a sound. But we're not sure what type of crying sound it's referring to. So therefore, in Sif Beis, Truazu Hamur Batar, Nistabik Lonim, he, Hayulolosh on a Karim Tzuru, it's a high staccato type of a sound. Oyim he, Mash on a Karim Shwarim, which is like a groaning type of a sound. Oyim he, Mishneim, Yachad, or it's a combination of the two. So therefore, we don't know what it is. If you look at the law, it says, tashrat tashrat shalosh pamim, v'tashat shalosh pamim, v'tarat shalosh pamim. So we have to blow that middle sound, whatever it is, three times with a tkiya before and afterwards. So we end up having to blow three different sets of this with the yotz of the mitzvah deraisa. And that's where it all comes from. That's all that here.